You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, the ongoing issue of rape culture in New Zealand has been brought to light from some Facebook comments made by two male high school students. Richard Aston, the CEO of Big Buddy, which is an organisation which mentors fatherless boys, believes that for boys to understand consent, they must be taught by the male role models in their lives. I spoke to Richard earlier about this issue. Of course, recently the issue of rape culture in New Zealand has been brought to light with the Facebook comments made by two high school students. Do you feel that schools are partly responsible for New Zealand's rape culture?
No, I think it's nothing to do with schools. I mean, they've got a small part to play in it, but actually, I think the responsibility is the men in our boys' lives, the adult men, the fathers, the mentors, the uncles, to be talking, having serious talks to their boys about the culture of sex generally, which includes rape culture. It's up to... See, my thing is, this is born out of our experience at Big Buddy and that book we wrote on raising boys, that when a father or an uncle sits down with a 15-year-old boy and says these words, I was a 15-year-old boy once too. I know what it's like. I know what it's like. They have hormones raging through your body. They turn your brain to mush. You're going to be tempted to do a whole lot of stuff. And I want to tell you, my son, it's going to turn to shit if you have sex with an unconscious girl or a depressed girl or all that stuff. You're going to have to live with this shit for the rest of your life. So it needs that kind of level of conversation, not just a one-off talk. I think parents still do what they did in my parents' generation. They have the one-off birds and bees talk, you know, mm-hmm. when the kid's 12 or something.
Yeah.
They talk about the mechanics of sex. What we need to talk about is the culture of sex, and that conversation needs to happen with our boys, primarily led by the men in their lives, I think, about the culture of sex, which includes... respect for women. It includes talking about, I mean, I just feel for our young fellas. They're just surrounded by porn. It's just everywhere. It's sort of seeped into music videos a bit. It's just, I saw an ad the other day. Sorry to, you can cut this.
No,
out,
no, absolutely.
I saw an ad the other day for a bloody toilet seat. I was buying a toilet seat, and there's this half-naked woman in a swimming pool looking lovingly, sexily, at a fucking toilet seat.
No way.
I've got the picture. I thought, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
It's crazy. So it's just, it just shows you how it's just seeped into everything out there.
Yeah,
yeah. So I'm a young 15-year-old boy raging with testosterone. Every message out there says, girls just are totally available, and if I don't have impulse control, I'll do what these young guys did in Wellington. That conversation needs to be led by the men in those boys' lives, saying, no, real men do not have sex with drunk girls. That is just pathetic. You know? That is just... And not to dismiss those boys either. I mean, having... sexual attraction and stuff. I'm not doing the Christian thing of saying it's all wrong. It's fine, it's great, but it's about impulse control and how you channel that energy. And I said this on Radio Live last night and got cut off, and I said, masturbation is friend. You'd be saying that to your boys.
Yeah.
The guy freaked out and cut me off. But that's it, you know, like, you don't have to sort of follow those feelings through and have sex with a woman that doesn't really want to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just go and masturbate, for God's sake. That's what it was designed for. You're not going to get struck down by an angry God or get hair on your palms. So
yeah.
I think the older men in our boys' lives need to have those honest conversations, and our boys are going to hear that because it's come from someone who says, I was a boy with hormones just like you. I know what you're going through. I know what it's like. It's okay, it's fine, but here's some advice from an older man. We've got to respect women. They're not sex objects like porn. You know, do you realize those girls in the porn videos, they're getting paid to do that shit? It's bullshit. It's not how real women are.
Mm.
I've got complaints from my daughters about this from boys they meet on Tinder. They just assume that anybody they meet on Tinder is no different to the porn video they've been watching 5 seconds before. It's just all mushed up. So adults, particularly the men in their lives, need to have that conversation. If I was a 15-year-old boy and my teacher or my principal or somebody they contracted in from the Department of Health came to my school and told me that, I don't know if I'd listen. I'd listen if my dad told me or my favourite uncle told me. So long answer to your question, schools have got a bit of a place to plan it, but it's not up to schools, it's up to the men in our community to be talking to our boys about the culture of sex, about the healthy sex.
Do you think it's possible for boys to like be taught this while they're kind of so heavily exposed to like popular culture icons and kind of sporting icons who are kind of in a way looked up to for the way they treat women?
Yeah, that's a big one. I mean, they've got to be a bit more discerning, and it's the same conversations. I mean, it's there is role modelling going out there with popular sports icons and music stars treating women like shit, basically, and laughing about it and getting away with it and all the rest of it. I mean, people like me, older men, need to be challenging that, and I am, but we need to be telling our boys, okay, he's a great rugby player, he's a great musician, but he's a crap lover. You can have both. You know, somebody can be a hero, but let's be careful about what we think they're a hero about. Rugby stars are really good at running fast with balls and crashing into each other, but that's all. You know, that's all. Don't take their word for it and their approach to being a lover or having relationships with a woman. It's got nothing to do with what we're calling them a hero about.
Yeah.
It's crazy, and it needs to be challenged, because I'm not dissing sports stars, but they're just like any other lot. They've got that culture that they call it a rape culture. It needs to be a better word for it, because that freaks people out.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's a culture of seeing women as usable sex objects.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big difference between seeing a woman as a sex object and just seeing a woman as sexy. And just let it full stop there. She's just sexy. Great. Enjoy that. But the next step where you go, and I will use that for my own ends, is a whole different world that needs to be talked about. That's what they're calling rape culture.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.